The land we live in. Tonight, as we conclude our 14th year of bringing you stories from the past, it is fitting that we go back 150 years and bring alive the dangers, the hardships, and the courage of those who tamed this land. Ours is a hard-won heritage, and some chapters from yesterday were written in blood.
Your Union Electric Company, serving you around the clock and around the calendar, presents the 354th episode of The Land We Live In. Tonight's story, The Massacre at House Springs.
Some 25 miles southwest of St. Louis on Highway 30 is the town of House Springs. It's hard to imagine this neat community nestling in the shadow of Ozark foothills as a place of violence. There are fertile valleys, wooded slopes that must have looked good to a settler's eyes. And best of all, there's a spring, clear and cold. And to this spring, just 152 years ago, came a creaking wagon bearing the family and all the earthly possessions of a man named Adam House. And he liked what he saw.
There it is, Cora. The spring he told us about. Say, this is a pure joy to look at. And it's ours. Yes, sir, it's all ours.
Seems mighty far from anywhere, Adam. We've been all day on that trail and never seen a soul.
12 miles from Fenton and further yet from Kinswick. Won't have no trouble with the neighbors, that's for sure.
I hope not.
Oh. Can me and Sue climb down?
Yep. Go ahead, Jim. Tom.
Yes, Tom?
You and Jeremiah get the tent out and pitch it. How do you like it, son?
Looks mighty fine, Pa.
I'll rustle up some wood. We'll eat supper and bed down. Then tomorrow we'll get to clearing a place for a house.
Pa!
Yeah, what is it, Jim?
Here's a place with the cabin, Floyd. Most of the ashes now.
That was Mr. Head's place.
Yes, and I heard him tell you when he was fixing to buy this land. I heard him say, like as not, Indians would have burnt the cabin since he left. That's why he left, ain't it? Because of the old soldier.
Oh,
of course. No neighbors, you said. I only hope you're right. A bunch of Indians don't move in on us.
They're all peaceable around here. They wouldn't make no trouble.
Oh, no. Like they didn't make trouble for John Pyatt over at Burns Mill. They burned his house.
Cora, now there ain't no sense in making a fuss and scaring the youngsters. This is my land, bought and paid for, and nobody's going to run me off it.
Yes, sir.
I'll fix a fire and fetch some water. Water out of Adam House's spring. All right, boys, stand clear. Here she comes.
That'll be near enough oak logs for the cabin, won't it, Pa?
I reckon so, Tom. We'll square them up with the broad axe and start raising the walls tomorrow. Jim.
Yes, sir?
You get to gathering stones for the chimney.
All right, Pa.
Jeremiah.
What is it, Pa?
Over yonder's a grove of sugar maples. Clear the brush out there and we'll make our own sugar come springtime.
You go catch chicken and get ready for cooking.
Well, all right, Ma.
Hurry up now. We want to have it ready for the men folks when they come in.
What else we have in there?
Cornbread, beans, and tea. It's going to be our celebration, honey. The chimney's finished and the roof's on. And tomorrow we move into our own home.
Slowly, as the days and months went by, the clearing by Adam House's spring widened. There was a garden patch where beans and peas and potatoes were grown. A cow and a small herd of sheep grazed in the pasture nearby. In the late fall, and as winter came on, the men of the House family chopped and grubbed, hitched their team of horses to fallen forest giants, and made the clearing larger. It was good land, and for all the work and hardship, a good life, as the family turned wilderness into farmland. Visitors were few, And when an occasional hunter stopped in, he was made welcome.
Yeah, it's a mighty cozy place you folks have here. I count myself lucky to spend the night. It's blowing up, no, should fall for a morning.
Well, pull up close to the fire, Mr. Fetcher. Why, you must be plumb tuckered out. To think you come all the way from the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, in a place like this, old family, it makes a fellow think about settling down.
Well, there's plenty of good land hereabouts for them that want it.
Yeah, I reckon it's a little too far from the settlement for most folks. Especially if the Redskins get that look.
Ah, talk, all talk. They'll not make trouble.
No, the old sages sort of figure the land around the springs theirs. They've been camping here for a long time.
They made a treaty, turned it over to the Spanish. I got a clear title.
Yeah, titles, treaties, things don't mean anything to an Indian. They run settlers off land over around St. Genevieve, along Saline Creek. Killed a family on the Merrimack River. And people lived on treaty land.
I ain't worried. We ain't seen one single Indian since we came here. That's nearly a year.
Well, I followed an Osage trail to get here. They be coming along it come springtime.
How can you be sure of that, Mr. Fletcher?
It's trail to St. Louis. They'll be going there to trade pelts for calico and gewgaws. Yes, and rum, too. Mr. House?
Yes, sir?
Well, it ain't for me to be telling you what to do, but for a month or so, while the Indians are in, maybe you ought to pack up and stay in one of the settlements. They might get up to some devil.
No.
You don't know them old sages, Mr. House. They can get mighty mean.
Huh. I've been hearing about them ever since I come out here to Louisiana Territory. How they run people out, scared them, burned their buildings. Well, they ain't scaring me, and they ain't tearing down what I've built up.
Adam's a mighty stubborn man, Mr. Fletcher.
Well, every fellow's got a right to his own notions.
Well, I figure that somebody's got to stand up to them Indians. The more they get their way, the more they'll want. I find a man don't scare, like as not they'll back off.
But I hope you're right.
We got a stout cabin. Me and the boys is handy with rifles. We've got plenty of powder, water, and food on hand. So, thank you for your concern, Mr. Fletcher, but I reckon we'll just stick right where we are.
Ain't nothing smells better than maple syrup boiling.
Sure, it smells good.
Well, when it cools down a little, I'll give you a taste.
Oh, don't have to cool much. That smell sets my tongue on edge. I'll just dip out a ladle.
I declare you're like an overgrown boy. Can't wait for your sweet.
Well, it's been a long time since I had any.
Well, silly, if you'd waited like the rest of us, you wouldn't have burst.
I guess you're right. Well, Cora, you're glad we came. Now the spring's here, aren't you? We'll put corn in. Get a couple of pigs up in St. Louis. Ain't many folks as well off as us.
It is a good place, Adam. I just thought of lonesome to church and other folks. I'm too busy. Besides.
What?
Well, I reckon when folks see how well you're doing here, others will get over being afraid and they'll move out this way.
Dad,
and
then... Dad! Oh, Dad, I seen them. They're coming. I seen up a tree.
Whoa, there. Calm down. Now. What did you see, Jim?
The Indians. Two of them. I'm on as fast as I could.
Tom.
What are we doing?
Jeremiah. Sue, get into the house. You boys get your rifles. Come on now. Come on. Ain't no use taking chances. We'll be ready for them.
Tell them to cross the clearing towards the cabin, Pa. What should we do?
You take the big fella in front, Tom. Jeremiah, the other one. Hold your sights on them while I go out and talk. If they make a move to get me, drop them.
All right, Pa.
You be careful.
All right, stop. Just stand where you are. What do you want here?
Me, all the goats. Reese, help me.
We want water.
Well, you won't get them here. We ain't got any to sell.
We walk long way. Carry furs. Now we need horses. We ride, said Louis. We borrow horses. Bring back.
I'm using them for plowing. Get along now. Don't make no trouble.
We horses. Many more come soon. Better you be red.
I don't care how many are coming. You can't have my horses. Go on, now, get
them.
Come on, Abbott, come on. I'll hold them. I'll hold them. They're going away as quiet as they came.
So them the Osages. Well, they ain't so hard to handle.
Both the horses are gone, huh?
The Redskins. The thieving Redskins. They must have circled around and taken
them. They'll bring them back, Adam. Isn't that what you said?
Bring them back. I'm going after them. They'll hang around St. Louis for a few days. Take my property, will they?
Please, Adam. It ain't worth it. Wait a few days.
All them Osages got everybody buffaloed. Figure they can do as they please. If they can take what they want and get away with it. Not from me, they can't.
Want me to go with you, Paul?
No, Tom. You stay here, look after things. I'll be back in a few days. I'll walk the fence and borrow a horse there.
I'll put him in jail, just like any other horse thief.
Look, Tom. These dogs are calico. A free prime beagle. Well, that's a fair enough trade, ain't it?
Oh, that much calico worth one beagle.
Look here. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll throw in this looking.
Never mind, mister. You don't have to do no more trading with these buzzards. Not now. Come on, Paul Wolf. You and your partner are going to the calibre.
What? Where were you pointing that rifle?
I know where I'm pointing it. You step back out of the way in case either of these Indians take a notion to try something.
You horses. Outside. You take. You go home.
Take the house.
Oh, hello, Fletcher. Didn't see you.
Better do like the Indian says. I heard what you said.
Nope. These varmints broke the law. They'll go to jail.
They'll carry a grudge, huh? I lived out where you be. I'd want them to share. Not any.
They get by with this, and they'll keep right on stealing. I don't aim to have that.
All right, you two. To the government house. March!
Who's in your house under the law on your right? They should go to the calaboose.
That would
be... Still is a disgrace. One that calls for revenge.
I don't care what it calls
as
for.
You know, senor, there are not enough Spanish soldiers here to defend our frontier. We cannot offer you any protection.
I ain't asking for any protection, Governor DeLazis. I can take care of myself. Besides, it's time somebody put a stop to these thieving, marauding Osages.
Very well, senor. You shall be as you wish. I will put the Indians in jail. Have them lashed. Still, it should be wise.
Thank you, Governor. Now, if it's all the same to you, I'll take my horses and head for home.
In just a moment, the concluding act of The Massacre at House Springs. Now, Jack Garrison.
Tonight marks the last show in the current Land We Live In series. For the past 39 weeks, the men and women of Union Electric and Union Electric Management have felt privileged to bring you these intimate glimpses into the rich history of this area. Tonight, we thought you'd be interested in knowing a little more about the show itself. In 14 years of broadcasting, we've presented more than 350 stories. It would take more than a week of steady listening to hear them all. About 100,000 people tune in on this show every week. And Land We Live In plays to a live studio audience of about 7,000 persons a year. Many others read the scripts of the show at the public library where they are on file. The Land We Live In has won almost a dozen national and local awards for excellence. Yes, we are proud of Land We Live In's achievements. But the real source of satisfaction to the men and women of Union Electric, the distinction that makes the company most proud of the land we live in, is the opportunity it has given us to perform still another service to the communities we serve. Now, starring Elliot Bergfeld as Adam House and Jane Brooks as his wife, Cora, the concluding act of Massacre at House Springs. It was 3 days after Adam House captured the Indians who had taken his horses and had returned to the wilderness settlement that was his home. The village of St. Louis slumbered in the sunlight of early spring. The Spanish governor took his siesta when suddenly...
What can be so important as to interrupt siesta? All right, all right. Well, Lieutenant Carabona, out of breath too, eh?
Indian, the thieves, they have escaped, both of them.
Oh, no.
The constable, he is staff. I have taken the horses and fled.
Oh, these terrible.
Senor,
a catastrophe. They will go on. They were past. Lieutenant, quickly, go and find the American hunter, Fletcher. Bring him here and hurry.
Yes.
What'll they do? Well, Governor, if I know my Indians, they'll round up some of their friends. Pay a visit to House of Spring. And when they get finished...
Senor Fletcher, I have only 20 soldiers. I must keep them here for the defense of St. Louis. However, there are militia companies at Fenton and Kingsley.
That's right, but...
I will dispatch messengers at once. Tell the settlers to band together, establish defenses. Once your sages take to the war path, they may strike anyway.
In a way, House. They should have banded together a long time ago, before the Osages got so bold.
So I have told the American settlers, but all these things are the same. They will do nothing until they are threatened with destruction.
Yeah. I guess we're funny that way. Well, Governor, you gotta be going.
Well, sir.
Down to help Adam House. I don't know whether it'll be in time or not, but I'll make a try for it anyhow. There's only some way of letting him know.
And then soldiers beat all wolves and hawk weed, like weed fall, put us in place without window. Is it right that Osage grave could be so treated? Let us wear war paint. Take up hatchet. Let spring where man house seems red red with blood.
Mighty good after a morning's work. Pour me another pitcher in the water bowl, will you, Susie?
Jimmy isn't even here yet. Do you know where he is, Adam?
Last I seen, he was prowling off in the woods, playing at being an Indian scout. Had the hound dog with him.
He's been acting that way ever since the horse came to King, jumping up and behind trees and hiding in holler logs. I wish you'd make him stop.
Oh, he's not a hurting anything. And if he enjoys it,
see how he does, Pa. Always play it.
No, I mean, I see him. Then run home. They're coming for me. Those ages.
He ain't play acting this time. Now, calm down, Jim. You're all right now, son. Everybody inside. Jeremiah, you get to the back window.
Yes, Pa.
Tom, take the south wall and keep an eye on the front.
I'll watch the north. Hurry now, everybody.
Here's your rifle.
Jim, were there really 100 of them?
Yeah, Paul. Maybe more.
Well, now listen to me, you and Sue. You take the Kindred trail.
All right, Paul.
Jimmy, you head for Fenton.
All right, Paul.
You've got to go after help. I think there's still time for you to get clean away. Cora, you pack him some dried venison to take along.
But you can't send them, Adam. They're too little.
It's their best chance. And ours, too. Hurry up now, Cora. We've got to get them on their way. We can't draw first blood. Cora, got them other rifles loaded?
They're ready, Adam.
You boys ready?
Yes, Marty.
All right. Each of you pick yourself an Indian. One, two, three.
Get up a war party. Couldn't have written just these 30 men from the front of the office. They didn't know you got away, did they?
No. Me and two had maybe 10 minutes left before we had them in
the season. Well, maybe we could surprise them. You go on in the fence and stay there. You know we can't. Nope, you'll near tuck it out. You'll be losing stuff.
All right, men. Let's go. Ain't no time to lose.
Close watch. Cora, how's Jeremiah?
He's
hurt,
Dad. I've done everything I can. Oh, Adam, what
are you going to do? Easy now. Help will be here soon. We can just hold them off.
Oh, look over there. We got torches. They're setting the barn on fire.
Wind blowing away the house is set on fire. Maybe if we give in.
That'd be the worst thing we could do.
Here they come. There's just too many of them.
It was just too late, Captain Moore. All we could do was put out the fire. There was nothing we could do but us. Dirty murdering devil.
I saw you.
Well, we can start him out. Sure. In fact, I don't figure more than 60, 70 in the population here. We got 60 men
printed.
The old sages will figure on getting away with it, just like they always did. Tonight they'll be celebrating with a scalp man. Then they'll take it. Tomorrow they'll head west.
Yeah, next year they'll be back, stealing, murdering. And the Spanish governor won't be able to do a thing about it.
He can't do anything but make a treaty. Why did the treaty get Adam Hound?
Fetcher, if there's ever to be any peace in these chapters, it just will have to be taught a lesson. As soon as our men are arrested, we'll track the murderers down and...
Yeah. about a quarter mile. We get the men around the camp. Moon's up enough to shoot. No, give him too much time to win. The sooner we get him, the more of him we'll get. There's a red skin left. Here we go. Woo-hoo! Mm-hmm. What happened?
Yes, Your Excellency. I don't think your stage will cause any more trouble in the church. They're a little, sort of warriors now.
Of course, you do have a dream secret.
I think you'll live up to it now.
Mighty good thing that there are some men around here like them. Men get tired of being pushed around. At least try to do something about it. If somebody don't stand up against a bully, he keeps right on taking what he wants.
Well, I am opposed to violence, but sometimes I suppose that easy was a right. Well, if you gentlemen will excuse me, I will make out my report to the king. And the massacre at House is free.
So, just 150 years ago, a stubborn settler's hopeless stand against Indians marked the beginning of organized resistance to the marauding, looting, and killing that had terrorized the country around St. Louis. Soon more settlers dared to move out into the wilderness, to become the advance guard for towns and farms and roads, for families that could live in peace and safety. Today, the spring that attracted Adam House to the land still bubbles clear and cool from the rocks, and the town of House Springs commemorates the name of a pioneer who once lived in this, the land we live in.
Massacre at House Springs, another copyrighted Land We Live In story, has come to you with the best wishes of the more than 5,500 men and women of Union Electric, skilled and experienced workers who are on the job 24 hours around the clock and 365 days each year to bring you one of today's greatest values, your electric service, a service which brings you comfort, convenience, and pleasure at the flick of a switch at the lowest possible cost. Tonight's program brings to a close the current Land We Live In series. We hope you've enjoyed these stories that bring alive the traditions, history, legends, and people that have given us our heritage of freedom. Tonight's program was written by Kensinger Jones, with original music created and conducted by Russ David. Elliot Bergfeld portrayed Adam House, and Jane Bruce was his wife, Cora. The entire production was under the direction of Ted Westcott.
Now, in behalf of our sponsor, the Union Electric Company, and of all the people who have enjoyed bringing you these broadcasts, actors, engineers, sound technicians, musicians, all of us, this is your narrator, Del King, wishing you a very pleasant summer, and may your home be bright with happiness.
This is the Central Post Dispatch Station, KSD.